Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 7. Necessary Crimes. Twilight, I think we should give up. For his entire life, this would be the first time Spike would ever say those words to his friend. He had never asked her to give up on anything she wanted to learn about. Not even back then, when he felt that she could use a bit more socializing. Whenever Twilight studied, she was serious and focused, even relentless at times. Her dedication to magical knowledge was the best proof of why she received her cutie mark, and why the ruler of all Equestria wanted to be her teacher. But this was too much. They had been in the Great Library all afternoon, and they had yet to get even a sliver of a lead. What bothered him was that she hadn't even taken the time to talk with their friends. All of them had been extremely worried when they heard that Twilight was missing. He was becoming more and more afraid that she was reverting to that time before she went to Ponyville, when all she could think about was magical study, and she had to be ordered to go out there and make friends. "Spike, I need to find out about this," was Twilight's answer. Minutes had actually passed between his question and her answer. She was still going through books at a frenetic pace. "We haven't found anything since we got here," Spike insisted. "Not even a clue. I really think that some pony just engraved a random picture on a coin which randomly ended up inside your bag." "You know I don't accept random as a reason for anything," Twilight answered. "There's no other explanation for something that has absolutely no information about it anywhere. We've tried, Twilight. We've got nothing to go on after all this time." Twilight put the book she was holding down and sighed. Spike was right. She had absolutely nothing to go on despite all the time she had spent on this coin. Even a sentence worth of reference would have been enough to spur her on, but absolutely nothing was disheartening. Maybe this was just a wild goose chase in the end. Perhaps the headaches would go away on their own after some time had passed, and that missing time she had wouldn't really matter. "You're right, Spike," she said glumly. "Perhaps it's time to admit defeat on this." Spike fought down a grin that was about to show up on his face. He shouldn't look happy at the prospect of Twilight losing to a mystery she couldn't solve through her research, but he was relieved that she was finally going to move on. "Let's go home," Twilight said with a smile. Spike didn't take a lot of pride in his empathy, but he knew a forced smile when he saw one. "Sure," he said. The two of them walked out of the Great Library to find that the sun was already starting to set. Despite the day almost coming to an end, there were still a lot of ponies out on the streets, including members of the Royal Guard. Curious, Twilight walked over to one of them. "What's going on now?" she asked.
"Haven't you heard?" the guard replied. "They've found Princess Luna. Good timing, too. It's almost night. I heard that she just walked over to her panicking escorts like nothing was wrong."
"Well, that's good news," Spike said.
"Indeed," Twilight remarked. "But what's all the commotion out here for?"
"Princess Luna is coming back to the palace," the guard answered. "Every pony wants to see if she's all right." True enough, a crowd began to gather around the street. Twilight joined them to get a closer look. She hadn't seen Princess Luna since the defeat of Nightmare Moon. She couldn't help but be a little curious as to how the younger princess was doing. With Spike on her back, she slipped through the crowd to improve her view, making sure that she didn't push rudely against any pony. She managed to get to the front of the crowd in time to see the princess show up. Princess Luna's appearance was strangely simple. She had walked up the street quietly with a pair of royal guards at either side. The crowd murmured as she passed by. The atmosphere was a mixture of relief and curiosity, with traces of suspicion. Not every pony was willing to forget Nightmare Moon and the threat of Eternal Night. Luna seemed to bear it all with quiet dignity. She looked straight ahead, her face completely calm.
"That's weird," Spike commented, making sure no one else heard him. "I thought she'd be the sort to ride around in a carriage. Why is she even walking?"
"She spent the last 1,000 years in isolation," Twilight guessed. "She may prefer to take in as much of Equestria as possible. Maybe she's just taking her time."
Before Spike could reply, a pony suddenly jostled against Twilight. She recovered in time to avoid getting knocked down, but her bag had been knocked about by the bump. She heard the distinct sound of something metallic hitting the pavement, and immediately feared the worst. Sure enough, the coin that had brought her all the way to Canterlot on a wild goose chase had fallen out of her bag and was now rolling its way to the princess. Though she was already walking the streets of Canterlot, Luna's thoughts were still about the barrier lands. Her meeting with her brother had gone rather badly. Better than what she had expected, but still badly.
Despite 1,000 years of being confined outside the realm he was defending, Tirado was still fiercely dedicated to Celestia. Blindly so, she thought. What he was doing only seemed loyal, but her recent travels across the Heartland had given her a different and unexpected viewpoint. Tirado had to act, or the damage would be too much. It was her visit to her brother's realm that was the reason why Luna was taking the time to walk through Canterlot, instead of just flying through or using a teleport spell. Just as Tirado had said, Celestia knew of her departure from the Heartland the moment she broke through the barrier. Though she wanted to resume her travels as if the barrier lands were just a quick, unscheduled detour, it wasn't long until she received a message that her sister wanted to see her. So she found herself dawdling as she answered the summons. She had to admit that she was scared. Even though Tirado had provided an excuse for her to use, she was still hesitant. Despite the constant murmurs of the watching crowd, a light metallic ping caught Luna's attention. A small object rolled from the crowd and then bumped lightly against her hoof. Out of curiosity, she picked the thing up and examined it. It appeared to be a coin made of silver. When she brought one of its sides up to see what was there, her eyes widened in surprise. The Equestrian Legion's emblem glinted slightly, catching the dimming rays of the setting sun. "Who dropped this?" Luna immediately asked the crowd. The sudden urgency in her voice set every pony nearby aback. Even her escorts looked shocked. Silence swept the crowd as every pony looked to see who had dropped the coin that was bothering their princess.
"I did, Your Highness."
After a few more tense moments, some pony finally spoke up. Luna looked to see who it was and nearly gasped. She recognized the unicorn who was walking towards her slowly, with eyes apologetic and movements hesitant. Her two escorts stepped forward to intercept the pony, but she motioned them back. "Twilight Sparkle," she said the name softly. Here was a connection she hadn't expected to happen. One of the ponies who had saved her from Nightmare Moon now possessed an object that all but represented another growing crisis in Equestria.
"I'm so sorry, Your Highness," Twilight said. "I was jostled and it just fell and..."
"Don't worry," Luna interrupted. She smiled a little to put the unicorn at ease. "I'm not mad. Just a little surprised. Where did you get this?" Twilight looked at the coin and winced slightly, something that Luna quickly took note of.
I'm not sure, Your Highness. I've been trying to find out more about it, but..."
Luna handed the coin back. When Twilight reached out to take it, she suddenly leaned closer and whispered,
"Meet me by the palace gardens after moonrise. Come alone, and don't tell any pony. And whatever you do, don't show that coin to any pony else."
Puzzled, Twilight was about to ask what was going on, but the sudden, serious look on the princess's face stopped her short. She nodded quietly and backed into the crowd as Luna went on her way. From the palace's gardens, Luna watched her handiwork with a measure of both pride and gratitude. The moon's light filtered gently through the leaves of the garden's various trees, illuminating everything with faint silver. That she could cause something so beautiful lifted Luna's spirits, and that her elder sister had returned this duty to her filled her with a sense of gratitude. A lifetime ago, she had been bitter over the seeming lack of appreciation for her task. She was only beginning to discover now that the night was beautiful because of the peace that it covered Equestria with, and the sight of the ponies being able to rest at the end of the day was just as much tribute as the sight of them enjoying the sun. While standing by herself in the garden, Luna felt some of her resolve falter. Just earlier, her elder sister had spoken to her about what had happened earlier during the day. She followed her brother's story and was relieved when Celestia believed her. It wasn't a complete lie, anyway. She did want to meet her brother, and show him that she was free of Nightmare Moon's influence, an effort that ended in her being called an abomination-infested rebel who smelled of cheap soy sauce. Celestia had much kinder words to say about the situation. Just as Tirado had predicted, all Luna received was a very mild admonition about suddenly going off without a word. That she was going about in secret, trying to bring about something that would inevitably hurt her sister, weighed Luna down with guilt. "I'm not doing this because I believe that she's a tyrant who needs to be deposed," Luna reminded herself to gather her resolve. "I'm doing this because I love her, and this needs to be done to help her." Despite her choice of words, Luna wasn't sure about what exactly she was about to do. Twilight Sparkle might arrive anytime soon, expecting that this meeting had something to do with the coin she had. All of a sudden, Luna wasn't sure about the entire meeting. She had thought about telling Twilight Sparkle what the emblem on the coin meant, which would reveal the truth about the Legion's existence, But there were a few things that made Luna hesitate. Doing this would surely bring a lot of trouble to Twilight Sparkle. She was Celestia's favorite student and one of the elements of harmony, but even all of that might not save her from being exiled, or worse, if Celestia believed it was necessary to keep the Heartland safe. Why was it even necessary for her to know about the Legion? Part of Luna wanted to avoid bringing others into this and just confront her elder sister. That same part of her berated her for going through things in a roundabout manner. No, she thought. If I speak out, it would just be seen as another rebellion from the jealous little sister. If she hears from one of her subjects that this division is wrong, she may listen.
Your Highness?
At the sound of Twilight Sparkle's tentative call, Luna shook her head, trying to come to a decision. I'm here, she replied. The guards had altered the patrols slightly to keep this part of the garden private, as was Luna's request. As she had also requested, Twilight Sparkle was alone. The baby dragon who was accompanying her earlier was gone. Luna had wondered how her sister's protege had acquired a Legionnaire emblem, but yet seemed to have no idea of what she had. She had detected a faint aura of magic around Twilight Sparkle that she recognized as Tirado's. That confirmed what could have happened. Twilight Sparkle must have somehow come to the Barrier Lands, and Tirado had cast a spell to cloud her memory. Luna couldn't help but wonder how the Legionnaire emblem fit in. Could it be that Tirado planted it there to break his own spell? Was he moving before she even talked to him? Or was it some pony else from the Legion? Twilight bowed as was only appropriate when faced with royalty. She had told Spike to go home without her, and then came to the garden as she was asked. She couldn't help but feel a little excited, as well as curious. Princess Luna recognized the coin. Finally, after hours of fruitless research, she had stumbled over a clue. Perhaps the engraving on the coin was so obscure that only royalty knew anything about it. She approached the princess slowly. Princess Luna seemed lost in thought, and Twilight was unsure of whether breaking the princess's reverie was a good idea. After some time, the princess snapped out of her distraction and looked directly at her. Twilight Sparkle, Luna said. I haven't thanked you properly for saving me from Nightmare Moon. I didn't do it by myself, Your Highness, Twilight replied. She beamed a little inside at the thanks, but she kept her tone humble. All of my friends helped in defeating Nightmare Moon. True, Luna said. The mention of Twilight's friends made the decision even harder for her. The truth will bring trouble not just to Twilight Sparkle, but to all her friends, ponies who will quickly rush to her side without hesitation. She could be condemning six ponies, the same ponies who had done so much for her, to exile. I should thank them all as well when we meet. Do you have that coin with you? I do, Twilight said. She reached for her bag and pulled out the coin. The silver glinted in the moonlight. If it pleases you, could you tell me more about it? She asked. I was going to ask Princess Celestia about it, but if you show this to my sister, you will never see or hear about it ever again, Luna said. Seeing Twilight's surprised expression, she softened her tone a bit before continuing. I understand your curiosity, Twilight Sparkle, but let me warn you now that the knowledge behind this emblem will bring a lot of trouble to you. My sister has done much to keep the knowledge about this emblem hidden, and learning about it goes against her wishes.
Goes against her wishes? Twilight said in shock.
She nearly dropped the coin in her surprise. All of a sudden, it felt unnaturally cold. The picture, though seemingly noble, was now tinged with a sinister gleam.
I didn't know this thing was evil. I should just get rid of it then.
I never said that, Luna interrupted. Twilight Sparkle's reaction was more proof to her of how much an influence her sister still had. And I'm dealing with her student, too, she thought. This entire thing might backfire or amount to nothing given Twilight Sparkle's loyalty to her sister. Even if she'd heard the truth, she could just ignore it or even agree with Celestia's decisions.
Please listen to me carefully, Twilight Sparkle. It's true that my sister does not want anyone to know about what this coin means, but that doesn't make it evil. Far from it. Should the knowledge get out, it will ultimately be for her own good.
How is that possible? Twilight asked suspiciously.
I'll leave it for you to find out, Luna answered. You can walk away now, Twilight Sparkle. Get rid of that emblem and forget everything about it. You can go back to Ponyville and enjoy life. Or you can let me tell you the truth about it. Then you'll be carrying a terrible burden. It won't just be you either. Others could be dragged into the resulting mess. But please, trust me when I say that it will be for my sister's sake in the end.
Twilight stared at Luna quietly, her face twisting in confusion and indecision. She found herself suspecting that the younger princess was up to something sinister. Perhaps Nightmare Moon had not been completely defeated after all, but
Looking at Princess Luna right now, that suspicion just didn't seem to hold true. Luna looked right back at her with an intensity that defied any accusation of lying. Twilight had to suppress an urge to take a step back. She looked at the coin on her hoof. The sight of it was causing another headache, and the promise of an answer being so close was making it feel worse. What was the story behind this coin? Why all the secrecy? The urge to find out was still strong within her, as strong as it was the moment she saw it fall out of her bag.
How do I know that what you're saying is true? She stammered.
I can't offer any proof, Luna said. All I can promise is that you can hear what I have to say and walk away. Whatever you plan to do with what you've learned is up to you. The reassurance did little to quell Twilight's uneasiness. Her natural curiosity wanted to find out, but her loyalty to Princess Celestia stubbornly refused to have anything to do with something that went against Equestria's ruler. But why would Princess Luna actually reveal that it was against Princess Celestia's wishes to know more about it? Her uneasiness continued to grow as the realization that Princess Luna was telling the truth crept upon her. Finally, after several agonizing minutes, Twilight nodded.
Please, tell me, she said.
The back of her mind screamed in protest, but she steadfastly ignored it. She was going to find out about this. Once she did, she would decide what to do. Better to know and make her decisions than sit around in the dark. Princess Celestia would understand. She would never do anything to harm her mentor. But if this knowledge could help...
Thank you, Luna said. This is an emblem of the Equestrian Legion. For you to have this...
Twilight? Luna stopped when she saw Twilight clutch her head with her front hoofs.
Twilight, are you all right? She asked.
The steady buzz inside her head exploded when Twilight heard the words, Equestrian Legion. A flood of images and words suddenly came at her.
Captain Vanguard Clash of the Northern Equestrian Legion.
Twilight's mind focused on the image of a dark barded pony standing on a vast plain, a plain that was both Equestria and not.
The Legion does things out here that would only cause disruptions if it became common knowledge.
The image shifted to an angry white unicorn whose fierce glare seemed to pin Twilight to the spot, despite being only a memory.
Your mighty and wonderful Princess Celestia likes to pretend that her realm of peace and rainbows doesn't need us.
The image shifted again. Enormous wolf-like monsters leapt from the darkness, red eyes glowing menacingly and fangs dripping saliva. Several ponies charged against these beasts, the dark-armored pony included. Blasts of fire erupted, and blood sprayed. She could hear someone laughing in the distance. Finally, the battle faded, and there stood a gray pony, an alicorn, even bigger than Princess Celestia, with a fiery mane and a broken horn.
Here I am now, centuries later, and my duty continues.
Suddenly, everything began to make sense. Something within her mind seemed to resist as she desperately tried to piece together what the images meant. She recognized the presence of magic and fought back.
I remember,
Twilight gasped. The block within her memories shattered and everything came flooding back. The Legion, Prince Tirado, the war at Equestria's borders. Luna looked at the unicorn with a mixture of shock and admiration.
Amazing, she thought. All it took was a few words and she broke the memory lock on her own. Just how much potential does your student have, big sister?
That was when she realized that she had done it. She had allowed knowledge of the Legion's existence to seep into the Heartland. Despite Celestia forgiving her for her rebellion and giving her back her duties, she had once again gone against her elder sister. But this time, it was different. 1,000 years ago, she had rebelled out of selfishness and petty jealousy. This time, her rebellion will be for Celestia.
And I was just beginning to enjoy Equestria, she thought wryly.
To Twilight, she could only say,
And what you do with that knowledge is up to you, Twilight Sparkle.